B-Pod Studios.
From the Plato's Closet Studios.
Are you ready?
This is WNKS, WNKS HD1 Charlotte.
There's no stopping us.
From Union Group Station, home of the Maney, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Turn it up.
Kiss 95.1.
Got to get up.
Welcome to the Maney, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Got to get up.
Hey, Kiss 95.1, who is
got
this?
To get up.
Hey.
Got to get up.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Maney, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Good morning. Good morning and welcome to your June 8th, 2020. It's Maney and Roy and producer Nicole. Loren in the hospital. And typical Loren MRL fashion, we don't know what the hell's going on.
No, we do know that it was pretty close to baby moment last night. And it hasn't, we haven't gotten an update. I was certain it was going to happen Friday.
Oh, you thought the baby was going
to
come early?
Yeah, because she was having, she was really uncomfortable to the point when you were down, when you're out of town in Kiowa, she would only hop on with me for like an hour, and then she had to get off.
Yeah.
And I thought for sure, I'm like, oh, this is a sign that it's coming.
So she was going to be induced on Saturday. She checked in Saturday night at about 9 p.m. to the hospital, and the last thing we heard was that she was at 10 centimeters at 8:55 p.m. And Roy yelled, oh, my God, on our text chain. It's happening. The hen is hatching. The hen is hatching.
Yeah.
Open the floodgates. Here he comes. Then she says at 9:40, an hour later, here we go. So I have to assume baby Strager's here.
I'd assume, yeah.
And at 5:13 this morning, I texted so with a bunch of O's and no response from her.
We don't know anything yet. We're optimistically eagerly waiting.
So we hope that everything went well and that baby and mommy are resting, probably because she had a tough week.
She always has these long labors. What's up with that, man? Her son Cash was a long labor. This was a long labor.
Yeah, sometimes it happens that way. Then you hear from people, like we've taken calls from people who are like, oh, I don't know, I was there for like 10 minutes. Baby shut out.
But then, well, and by the way, I would hear somebody be like, oh, yeah, it was a 12-hour labor. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, 12 hours. And then here comes Loren walking in with her 36-hour labor.
Right? Like. All right, we've got a ton to do today. It is Monday. We are so happy to be with you after a busy weekend. I'm back from Hilton Head. A couple things happened there that I want to talk about. I got to follow up with Roy. Looks like he got a haircut.
I did get a haircut. That's old news, though, because you've been gone so long.
I've been gone. I got to find out, though, coming back right after this, because I got to know how stressed out you were over the whole process.
You know the thing.
All right. Right now, it's our Monday morning song to get us ready for the week.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Loren was baby pushing last night. We haven't gotten any new updates. The minute we do, we'll pass one along to you guys. From what we heard at 9:40, she said, here it comes.
I like that she has her phone readily by during all this, too.
I know.
Giving us a little play-by-play.
And let me find out that she updated all the F-words, her blog, with the babies here and not us.
Oh, wait, we might want to go to it. Although, I think she started a new blog. Did you see that?
No. What?
Yeah, I think she started Loren Marola Family Blog.
Oh.
I think there's a whole new blog she's doing.
All right.
She has two other media companies she's running.
Yeah, that's good. So, Roy, you went and got your hair cut. I know you were, you'd been waiting since March.
I did. I was waiting for a long time. It happened Wednesday.
Did somebody come to you or did you have to go to the salon?
I went to the salon.
Uh-huh.
And I felt like calling and asking if they would close the place down and let me come in early. I didn't. I wanted to see how they were doing it because the website said that they were taking extra precautions and following CDC guidelines. And I'm like, well, what does that mean?
That's become a blanket statement.
Yeah, like, what is that? Following CDC guidelines. And so I showed up. I just scheduled an appointment. I showed up. They make you wait. They made me wait outside, which I was fine with and loved, actually. You walked in. You got your hands sprayed with sanitizer. And they have this technology where it's that film that goes on top of surfaces that's supposed to keep germs off. Do you know anything about this?
No.
So it's like this technology where like normal like coronavirus and germs can live up to surfaces for like 5 days, whereas this film reduces it down to like 2 days.
Okay.
And then they change out the film on all the surfaces, like, once a week.
Wow. Do you think they took these precautions just to show you?
Oh, like, I had questions.
Like, okay, don't forget today at 11:15, Roy Brown's coming, so we're going to go into Operation Full CDC.
Yeah.
Get the tape on the floor.
He's going to notice everything.
Get that film, that fake film.
The fake film. Hey, what's a fun, what's a good lie that he'll believe?
Bring in the obnoxiously giant sprayer. And spray while he's here. So
it's really only water with perfume in it, but he won't know the difference.
So you felt comfortable getting your hair cut?
Yeah, they told me the technology, and then they said they sanitized the products, and now wore a mask the whole time, and they wore a mask the whole time.
Okay.
Which I was a little freaked out when they had to get to the ears. I was like, I ain't taking my mask off. But no, it all
worked
out.
Were you the only one there?
Well, we were all 6 feet. Like, I had my own station, and then on the other side of the room, someone had their station.
Okay, gotcha.
So we were all very separate.
All right. Well, good, man. Good.
I feel very good about it.
Good. Good. I took off for Hilton Head on Wednesday with the fam, got back this weekend, and I'm fostering this boxer that we named Charlotte. And Charlotte does not do well around other dogs. Charlotte is so great around people, babies, kids, just absolutely loves kids, but is not good around other dogs. And the Carolina Boxer Rescue found us someone to watch Charlotte while we were gone. And they also have a foster.
Oh, boy.
So I got updates from them about, like, because I told them, I warned them, I'm like, hey, you're going to have to do this delicate dance of keeping Charlotte away from your dog. And, like, if you walk one out, go out the back and come in the front. Like, it's a whole process that you got to do. And they're like, okay. So, like, I dropped her off on Wednesday at, like, Wednesday, like, 8 p.m. They're like, wow, you're not kidding. She's the sweetest dog ever, but totally stressed out around other dogs, you know?
No, is it like my dog Callie, where she gets really frustrated?
No, she gets aggressive.
Oh. Yeah. So, yeah. Like, my dog gets scared, but you just got to let her warm up to the idea.
Yeah, Charlotte's got a whole issue with her. And we don't know what her history is. We picked her up from, you know, the Carolina Boxer Rescue, got her from a shelter that she had been dropped off to.
Okay.
So nobody knows why, how. She wasn't chipped. We don't know anything about her. She does have a bunch of wounds on her, which lead me to believe that she was, you know, used in a bad way, unfortunately.
Sure.
So anyway, I go and I pick up the dog when we get back into town. And the little daughter of the couple that was keeping Charlotte was, like, in tears because Charlotte is so freaking sweet.
Aww.
To humans. And, like, I was like, I'll bring her back to play.
No, you won't.
But then I'm like, no, that's not a good idea either, because then Snowball, your dog, doesn't want to see her.
Yeah, that was a bad no, comment.
I know, but the daughter was crying. I felt really, really bad.
Well, you're going to have to give Charlotte up, too, when they find her a home.
I know. Well, she's going to be a great dog for someone who doesn't have other dogs around, and because she's so great with family. When I left this morning, she was in the bed sleeping.
In the bed?
Yes.
Look at you.
Well, it's because I think the people that kept her over the weekend, the rules went out the window. Charlotte was on the couch last night, in the bed last night.
Yeah.
So
following all sorts of it's crazy rules. She had a sleepover, you know.
Yep.
Went to grandma's house. Got spoiled.
Oh, man. All right. So we've got a ton to get to today. Roy, you said that somebody named Travis is coming on at 7 that says he broke up his ex's relationship.
We got a DM. I'll try to get him on, but
okay.
We'll for sure share his story because I think it's so funny.
Cool. And then we're going to remind everyone how you can get a Frontline Hero Lives Here sign coming up.
Oh, I love you guys. I hear you every morning. You guys make my day. Oh, my God.
I'm a huge fan of your show. I've been listening to it for a long time.
Say I love you guys in Spanish for us.
Lo quiero mucho, muchachos.
Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
So much happening here in the world, and so much happening, obviously, here in Charlotte. The Manny, Roy, and Loren Show. We're keeping our eye on everything, and we're trying to be a safe place for you guys. And at the same time, we want to recognize the heroes of the frontline workers.
Yeah, you know, not only is it doctors and nurses and hospital staff, but it's medics and firefighters and police officers and grocery chain workers and cable company guys. Anyone that's dealing with the public, you're still going out there risking yourself to catch COVID-19, which I saw that Charlotte had one of their biggest increases in one day recently. They had a huge spike, which is not going away.
If nothing major comes from that big party that they had in the Ozarks in Missouri, and nothing major comes after the protests, will you just be burning your mask?
I mean, I will. I'll be over it. I mean, I'd be like, let's just roll the dice. It's out there, but maybe right. I won't get it.
I know. And then you're going to hear from that whole group of people that go, we've been telling you that all along.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Yeah, but we're better safe than sorry.
Yeah, that's the way you got to operate.
Right.
Well, let's be clear. Like, over 100,000 people have died.
110.
This thing is not happening.
Right.
It's not happening.
Then you talk to other people and they go, well, that's 110,000 people who had immune issues and a lot of them were over 75 years old. Yeah, that's also 110,000 people who a year ago at this time had no idea they were going to die of coronavirus, yeah. Something that just popped up in January. Okay, anyway, so we want to thank the frontline workers because you guys are out there in front and you are people that need to be thanked. And we can do something. We're going to bring you a sign that says a frontline hero lives here. We want to put it on your front yard so that everyone knows that you are indeed a frontline hero. Thanks to our friends at Window Nation, the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show, we're going to drop them off. You can head to kiss951.com and either nominate yourself, Roy, or nominate someone you know to be a frontline hero. And we have two good examples right here.
Yes, we have Caitlin. And Caitlin says that her mom is an EMT, is in the middle of all the craziness at the time. Her fiance is also on the front line since he's a correctional officer. Both help people every day, and they deserve to be recognized. So we got them in the system. We got Danielle as well.
Now, Danielle, here's an example of someone who nominated herself, which is just as cool to do.
I would actually prefer it that way. That way we know that we have legal permission to go on your property.
To put the sign there.
When you nominate someone else, there's more footwork that we have to do. Danielle says, by no means do I consider myself a hero. I'm just doing my job as a registered nurse, currently working on a floor designated for COVID patients and are helping where there is a need. So that's phenomenal. You are a hero, by the way, Danielle, and we're going to make sure you get one of these signs.
Yeah, she's been a nurse for 10 years and so many others. We've got plumbers on here. We've got people that work in at Walmart, just so many people, people that work in local doctor's offices, people that work at hospitals.
Oh, firefighter.
Firefighter, police officer from the K-9 unit, oh, from Concord.
Ooh, I like that. There's a dog. I want to go deliver that one and meet the dog.
So we want you right now to head to kiss951.com while supplies last. And I'm telling you, we're getting close to our cap. So while supplies last, as long as we have these signs, sign up and put someone in the frontline hero position to get a frontline hero sign on their front yard, brought to you by the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show and our friends at Window Nation. Just head to kiss951.com. It's right there on the top. You just click the link, either nominate yourself or someone else to be a frontline hero.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on Kiss 95.1.
You got a new update, Roy, from Loren?
I don't know. I don't think so.
No, I know. 9:40 last night, we got a text message on the Manny, Roy, and Loren text chain, or as we call it, MRLN. And Loren's final words were, here we go. And we have to assume that everything went well and that mom and baby are doing okay, but we don't have an update. And I'm not surprised because it's going to be a big deal before she sends a picture or sends us an update. Well, she's probably exhausted.
And she's probably afraid that we'll immediately post it.
Yeah.
Of whatever photo exists.
And we're going to talk about it later, like after 8, because just to put it in perspective, just because you start pushing at 9:40 doesn't mean baby's coming by 10. Like Amanda started pushing at 11 with Ruby, and the baby didn't arrive until almost 1:40 in the morning. And that was at 10 centimeters when, you know, the baby's ready to come. You still have to just push and push and push. And they had to go get, like, the thing to help pull her out.
A suction cup?
Basically, it's like a little...
They got a plunger for kids?
Yes, it's a kid plunger.
Okay. Yeah, that's an inconvenient time, by the way. How come they can't do this stuff in the middle?
I don't know, but the doctor was cool because he kept coming in and checking and going around to other, you know, other rooms.
Yeah.
And he came in and said, keep pushing, keep doing your thing. When I come back, we're having a baby. And he left and came back 20 minutes later. He's like, we're not leaving until the baby's in my hands and I'm handing it to you. So that's when you knew it was like for real.
Okay.
And it took a long time.
Wow. What if the doctor's hours, what if he was supposed to go off the clock at midnight? Does he just work?
They switch.
Okay, so then your new doctor comes in.
Yeah, but out. I mean, not in the middle of it, but they would switch. Because the doctor that we saw that morning was different than the doctor that delivered. Yes.
Got you.
Same practice, different doctors rotate through.
That freaked me out, man, but okay.
But this is interesting. We're going to do this real quick. A mom's friend shamed a mother after she had a C-section and said she didn't, quote, actually give birth. So the C-section, of course, is when they surgically remove the baby from you. Now, Amanda was a C-section with Dean, but gave birth naturally with Ruby. And a friend of hers, this woman, she posted on Insta that, you know, she's happy that she delivered her baby boy. And a friend, quote unquote, said, you didn't really deliver. You didn't actually give birth. The baby was removed from you and handed to you. It was extracted like a tumor, she said.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Well, she said that the mom who's gave birth was like, hey, I carried this child.
Well, was that person being funny and it was just a bad joke?
No, she said it's the one friend that usually has a big mouth and said that you did not give birth. Your baby was extracted like a tumor. And if you didn't push, then you didn't actually have the baby.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, the mom who had the C-section went on to say, well, I carried this baby for 39 weeks. And I plan on doing everything that a woman who didn't have a C-section does with the baby. So I gave birth. The baby was born inside of me. The baby was made inside of me. And the baby came out of me. Even though I didn't push, I still gave birth. And I agree with that woman.
And she's going to have a scar. You know, she's going to have a battle wound to show her birth. So back off.
I know women who only want to have C-sections because they don't have to sit in Loren's situation. You go, you know the time that the baby's going to be taken out, and then that's it.
Yeah.
But Amanda had the C-section with Dean and then wanted to do the pushing. Felt like as a woman, she wanted to at least do that.
I thought that once you do a C-section, you always have to do a C-section.
That changed over the last couple years.
So they now have technology to not do that?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Well, there's two different types of C-sections also. And I know there's a medical person listening in the car right now freaking out. But,
sure, I'm sure we're butchering everything.
But
I called the plunger. I said there's a plunger for removing kids. Okay, let's be real. We're not scientists.
The one C-section was able to happen because she was able to push again because of the type of C-section she had or something like that, Roy.
Okay.
But they were ready that if anything happened, they would go into an emergency C-section with Ruby.
Interesting.
Yeah. I know. So we'll keep you updated on Loren, baby Strager. We'll give you all the details on that. Supposedly the baby came in the middle of the night. We're still waiting for a report on that. But I got to tell you, I was down in Hilton Head and I ran into someone in the most random way. And it's someone that we've spoken to on the show before.
Mm.
And I want to tell you about it coming up.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
You know, Friday was pretty much Roy Radio. I did the morning show in the afternoon because you were down in Hilton Head, but glad to have you back, bud.
Thanks, man. It was a nice little getaway that we had planned for a while. My cousin owns a villa down there, and we got to get in before she VRBO'd it.
Yeah.
You know, which was nice because I paid her directly. It was a lot cheaper.
Sure.
By the way. And then she opened up like all the locked cabinets and closets that are locked.
Okay.
When you Airbnb, they lock it. So we got use of their own personal sheets.
Oh.
We got to have like their beach cart and all that stuff that's usually locked up.
Didn't realize that they lock things up for the vacation rentals.
Yeah.
I would be very interested in opening things.
I know.
If I was renting a place and it was closed. I already have that struggle as a real estate agent. I'll try to open up the garage door when I'm showing a house and it's locked. And I'm like, and what are we hiding in here?
If you've seen Loren's garage at the chateau, it's just a ton of crap.
I know it is. But of course, your mind goes to it's a murder crime scene in there.
So I had this really interesting moment, though. We went down to, I think it's called Harbor Town in Hilton Head, where there's a cool lighthouse in like a little town area. And Dean's, we wanted to get some pictures in the water. The sunset was just beautiful. And Dean saw some horseshoe crabs, took his sandals off and went running right towards the ocean. And with that, I turned and I looked and this woman, I'm torn between the horseshoe crab and then this woman's got a baby monkey.
Oh,
like a little monkey. She's holding it. And I was like, he's like, Dad, horseshoe crabs. I'm like, Dean, monkey.
Yeah, like, come back. This is way cooler.
It was like Homer and Bart.
Yeah.
You know, and so I say, hey, can I have a picture with the monkey? She's like, yeah, the monkey is a little boy. And,
is this a scam where they make you pay like $30 for a photo?
No. She goes, he had a little diaper on. She's like, he's a lot older than he looks.
Oh.
And with that, this other woman comes in, and she goes, oh, my God, Manny? And I said, oh, yeah, hey, did you recognize my voice? She goes, yes. She's like, you know me.
Okay.
And it was the person with the monkey. It was her daughter.
The
person with the monkey. This is her daughter.
And how do you know her?
Because she is an actress and a singer who called the show once when we did the topic, when were you in a bit part in a movie? And she played Captain Sully, Tom Hanks' daughter, in Sully.
Oh, I do remember,
her.
Yes. I totally did, too.
And what's so funny about that is a couple months ago, we were having an off-air conversation where we're like, didn't somebody call and say that? And we're like, yeah, we think that happened. And we looked it up and it did. And then I ran into her. Like, how weird is that? That the I stop and look at the monkey and then the daughter's like, oh, my God, you know me, you know? And then so we got the picture with the monkey. Dean got the picture with the horseshoe crabs. Everybody was happy.
Did you get a photo with the actress?
She took a picture and posted it, yes.
Okay, I was about to say.
Yeah, it was really nice of her. She's off to L.A.
Oh, she's going to be a star one day. She'll always remember us, hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully. Yeah. She's going to head to L.A. to be a singer and an actress, and I gave her some advice, Roy.
Oh, gosh, why? You don't know anything.
Well, that's not true. I know a little bit of the business, even though we're at the bottom feeder of show business
and
radio.
We really are. What advice could you give her?
Because I know Amanda's friend, Jade, has been trying to be an actress or a writer or a producer for quite some time, and she finally got her big break a couple months ago. Like, she moved to L.A. 9 years ago, and she's now the first female writer of a Marvel movie.
Oh, that's phenomenal.
Yeah, but it took 9 years. That was my point.
That's too long.
I was like, you just got to keep plugging away.
Yeah, I'd give up.
You can't. See, you would have given her bad advice.
I know. I'd have been like, you know what? You're right. Don't go to L.A. Stay in Charlotte. No. Tonight's it.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
You know, I was talking with one of our listeners named Travis, and he was sharing a funny story on how he ran into his ex-girlfriend. And when he ran into her, it wasn't weird because it was an ex. It was weird because she was with her new boyfriend, who looks exactly like him. Same hair, same hairstyle, same clothes. It all looks, he's like, it looks just like me. And he could tell by the interaction that the new boyfriend didn't know about him.
Because it was just a surprise to see his doppelganger.
He was just as surprised. He's like, everybody was so uncomfortable and weird. And he was telling me, he was like, I feel like I want to reach out to my ex-girlfriend and ask her, hey, what was that? But he also, he's like, I don't know if that's a weird thing to do as well. You know, do I text her about it?
Well, she like, might have a type. That's the thing.
Yeah. He said that even was like down to like the shoes. He's like, these are like shoes I would own and wear. It's like everything was the same. And it creeped him out. And the other guy was creeped out. And he could tell that like when they were walking away, it was tense. Like they were talking. Mm. And he's like, I think I ruined their relationship.
Oh my gosh. That's funny. Our very own producer, Nicole, has an ex who's dating someone who we always say looks just like Nicole. I mean, even...
She doesn't, though.
She does have, like, the same look. She doesn't look like you. You're right. She has the same look, though.
The same swaggy clothes and the undercut.
But that's a lesbian thing, so that's kind of stereotypical for you to say.
No.
Trust me, a lot of my friends dress like me, have an undercut, have tattoos...
Oh,
it's
yeah,
more
but
than
they
that,
don't,
though.
But they don't look like you, though.
It's her facial features.
I'm pretty sure she's got red hair.
No, she doesn't.
Yeah, she does. She's got, like...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Reddish hair, so we don't look alike. I have dark brown hair.
I don't know, but I've seen your...
She's got freckles. I have zero freckles.
Does that make you mad that Lauren's dating a doppelganger?
No.
Because you're very against
it.
And it's
Well, because
true,
because no, because you're like you're seeing it from like a straight, meaning like you're seeing it from a straight male point of view. Like in the lesbian community, you either are masculine or you're feminine, and that's like saying like feminine girls dress the same and more masculine girls dress the same. So that's kind of putting us in a group.
No, I get what you're saying, and that's what you think I'm thinking, but I swear to God, I'm not. Like. I've been around lesbian women before. I know this particular girl, and I'm not the only one. Roy and Loren, who, by the way, we're still waiting for a baby update. If you're joining us at 9:40, she said, "Here it comes," and we don't learn anything.
Happen, yeah.
We all agree.
I don't think we look alike, and my friends don't either.
Because I've seen your friends. If your ex was dating your friends, I'd be like, "Well, they don't look like you."
Yep, your ex has a friend who looks nothing like you that she hangs out with. Anyway.
Now, I will say, though, I've seen other lesbians have your style with the tattoos and undercut. One was on Big Brother, looked just like you. Every time I'd watch Big Brother, I'm like, there's Nicole on TV.
I so badly
did she win money?
I think she did. But, I mean, it looked just like you. Even, like, tan all the time, just like you. So, I mean, that person was more of a resemblance to you. But and it is true that some people carry that style, but this specific person does carry a very close...
I wish we could post a picture. I won't, but no. My gosh.
Hell no, you won't.
My gosh, people would be like, hey, Nicole, that's so Nicole.
No.
Yeah. And what I love, too, about your whole character look, that's what I'm going to call it, a character look, it's so defining because I can't imagine you any other way. I can't imagine you without an undercut. And I wish, if you guys have no clue what Nicole looks like, you got to go look her up on socials. Well, maybe we'll just put a photo of Nicole up at the MRO show. Why? Because it's such a cool look, but it is, you know, like with Travis here in the doppelganger, you know, I remember Loren was telling me a story where one of her exes would only date, like, brunettes that kind of looked like Loren.
Mm.
And so she would, it wasn't like such a close resemblance. Versus, like, oh, that's a type.
Yeah.
That's a type.
Yeah, like, I dated a woman in California for, like, 2 years, and I saw her on the river. We were going down the river, and she was with a guy. The guy was wearing my hat that I had left.
Did he have red hair just like you?
No, but he was wearing my hat. And that made me mad. Forget looking alike. I was like, give me my hat back.
Give me my stuff.
I was so mad. My friends were like, well, go get it back from me. And I'm like, no, I'm not going to confront the guy and be like, give me my hat back. It was just a New York Jets football hat. But I thought it was hilarious. Like, the guy's wearing my gear. You're dating my ex and wearing my gear.
How about this? If they date someone that has a very close personality, like what if, you know, because you're kind of immature. So like, what if your ex starts dating someone that's making immature jokes, but you find them obnoxious. Meanwhile, everyone else is like, dude, that's you.
If I told that joke, it would be funnier, but since he told it, I'm mad at him. Yeah, I know.
Like, that's way funnier.
I got to tell you guys, either tomorrow or Wednesday, we got to spend time on this. Another ex from California is moving here to Waxaw, where I live, and has been reaching out. Yeah, I'll explain more tomorrow around this time.
Okay? You better become the mayor of Waxaw.
I'm the welcome wagon for sure. all right, anyway, we will update you on the very latest from Loren as soon as we hear. We're assuming things went well and that mom and baby are resting, but we haven't heard anything specific. So we'll let you know as soon as that comes, but we got to get to a census survey.
It's brand new. It's where I call from the U.S. Senseless Bureau, but they think I'm saying census.
It's the best laugh you're going to get all morning. Don't go anywhere. It's 720. We used to call
me on a cell phone. Don't ever answer your phone. It could be the Senseless Bureau calling. We used to call me on a cell phone. Now, Roy's random survey from the Senseless Bureau.
Hello?
Hey, Mike. Mr. Brown here. So glad I got you on the phone.
Yeah, how you doing?
Mr. Brown here, U.S. Census Bureau. I got your paperwork and the back page for 2020 filled out, and we got to ask you some questions over the phone.
Wait a minute. What?
We got your paperwork here for 2020, and it's not filled out. You missed some pages. I don't know if you did it online or if you submitted it in. Either way, I got the printed copy of it. You missed like four questions on the back, and I thought I could call you on the phone and ask them.
Let me tell you something right now. I ain't missed a dang thing.
You're not?
I ain't missed nothing.
Mike, you did miss something. I'm looking at it. I have to ask you some questions.
All right.
So what's the purpose of a snail besides being gross and slow?
What in the hell has that got to do with the census?
It's just a questionnaire on what people think about things and what they think.
Well, I don't know what that's got to do with anything that's been going on with the questions that I missed.
Mike,
I don't remember anything like that.
Have you ever said, I'll take my business elsewhere and stormed out?
I'm about to do that right now.
Have you ever used your phone in your dreams? I have a theory, Mike, that you can't actually operate a phone in your dreams.
This is ridiculous. This is ridiculous, and this is just this is beyond the aura in the ridiculous.
What?
You blowing my mind right now, and I ain't got time for none of this. I did what I needed to do.
Do you like rattlesnakes because they give you a little bit of warning before they bite?
Hold on. You ain't sent me my check. I ain't got my Trump check, my stimulus package, and this is about all I'm going to do with this. You understand me? Now, when I get my money, then you can call me back.
We don't pay.
Ridiculous question.
That's a separate department. That's a separate department, Mike.
He'll only answer if he gets paid to answer.
Yes, sir. I don't blame him.
I love the Census Bureau. If I got my Trump check, I would have answered these questions. Oh, it's so good. Every Monday, every Wednesday, 7:20, a brand new Census survey.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Lorraine.
Oh, ring it.
Kiss 95.1. Okay, so Lorraine's out because she may or may not have had a baby yesterday. We're still waiting for an update. So we have Tammy and Alex. So you two are going to play each other. And whoever wins and defends Lorraine's crown will come back tomorrow. Okay?
Good luck, Tammy. I think you got it.
Oh, Alex telling Tammy she's got it. All right. Alex,
I'm nice to you. You're going to win.
Are we on speakerphone? Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Okay. All right, so who wants to go first?
From the sweet spot in Concord to Lorraine. Congratulations.
Okay.
Right, it's best you just let them go.
Okay. Well, who wants to go first, Tammy or Alex?
We'll let Tammy go first.
Tammy, ladies first.
Okay.
Tammy was contestant number one. She called in first. So, Alex, we will pick up with you so you can't hear the questions,
okay?
You
know what's glorious between the two? There's a slight delay. So, like, when one would talk, the other would talk on top of each other.
Yeah, it's like our show. I was kind of digging the Tammy and Alex show. All right, here we go. Tammy in Marshville, where I had to pick up my dog not too long ago, my foster. I had to drive to Marshville. I drove past some food processing plant and picked up the dog in the Wendy's right there on the main drag in Marshville.
Cool.
Here we go. Is Marshville a big town?
No. Don't even get me started.
Oh.
Wendy's looks happening. That's why I brought it up. Okay, here we go. Question number one. Lady Gaga has landed her sixth number one album. What does her fan base call themselves? Lady Gaga's fan base is known as?
I have no clue. I wish my son was here.
All right.
Gaga head.
Question number two, Kourtney Kardashian wants her kids to understand white privilege and is encouraging other mothers to do the same. She has kids with her ex-boyfriend. Who is he?
Blue. I don't know.
Scott, does that help you?
Scott, no.
Okay, question three. Ariana Grande's ex-fiancé spoke back in February that he was ready to leave SNL, but in a recent interview, he said he has no plans to leave the show, and Lauren Michaels, the producer, has no plans on firing him. Who are we talking about?
I don't know. I shouldn't have called in on this one.
It's all right, because Alex didn't think that he was going to do any better. So let's see if we can get one out of you. Many celebrities took part in YouTube's Dear Class of 2020, including Jay-Z's wife. Who is she?
J-Lo.
Okay, question five. Snoop Dogg spoke out saying he'll be voting for the first time in the 2020 election. He thought because of his criminal record, he couldn't vote. Now, he is very close with this queen of cooking, and she's an American businesswoman, too. Who is
she? She also went to jail.
And she also went to jail.
Boy, this is the only one I think I know, Martha Stewart.
Okay. All right, we will take Alex back.
All right. All right, Alex, welcome to the show. Tammy got one correct, okay?
All right, that's going to be hard to beat.
All right, let's see.
Good Good luck, Tammy.
Lady Gaga just landed her sixth number one album. What does her fan base call themselves?
D.
That is incorrect. No clue for Tammy as well. Correct answer, Little Monsters, 0-0.
Kourtney Kardashian wants her kids to understand white privilege and is encouraging other mothers to do the same. She has kids with her ex-boyfriend. What's his name?
True.
That is incorrect as well. don't worry, Tammy didn't know that one. No, Scott Disick, 0-0.
All right, question three. Ariana Grande's ex-fiance spoke back in February that he was ready to leave SNL, but in a recent interview, he says he has no plans on leaving the show, and producer Lorne Michaels says he has no plans on firing him. Who are we talking about?
Giraffe.
No, that's not it. 0-0.
Oh, it's a long summer without Loren, too. Oh, my God. All right, hold on. 0-0. No, nobody has any points yet, right?
It's tied.
Yeah, this is a first. Many celebrities took part in YouTube's Dear Class of 2020, including Jay-Z's wife. Who is she? Three. Two, one. No answer there.
Now, Tammy did say it was J-Lo, which is incorrect. The correct answer was Beyonce. Beyonce, 0-0.
All right, let's see. This is the one she got right. Let's see if she wins 1-0. That'll be an absolute first here on Can't Beat Loren. Snoop Dogg. Hold on. Snoop Dogg spoke out saying he'll be voting for the first time in the 2020 election. He thought that because he had a criminal record, he couldn't vote. Snoop Dogg's in a very special relationship with this cooking queen, an American businesswoman. This my homemaker.
Wife. She also went to jail.
She also went to jail. Right, Roy?
Oh, no, that's not my wife, then.
And no answer?
No answer.
No
answer.
Okay, well, final score is 0-1 because Tammy did get that correct. It was Martha Stewart. So Tammy
Martha.
Beating Alex by 1 point, literally.
Congratulations.
Thank you, Alex. I figured you would have made it.
Best of luck the rest of the way to you.
And guess what, Tammy? You get to come back tomorrow to defend your crown. All right, thank you, Alex. Do we have Tammy's information, producer Nicole? All right, I'm going to put you back on hold, Tammy. We'll get your info. You come back and keep that crown, okay?
Oh, yeah.
All right, Tammy in Marshville. That's the first time ever somebody beat someone 1-0. Unbelievable. All right, we're running late. We got to take a quick break. Roy, I got to share a story with you. I did the ultimate foot-in-mouth moment.
You?
On my trip.
Not you.
No, me.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
Just a heads up, tomorrow at this time we'll be doing a War of the Roses. You got your War of the Roses all summer long, 7:50, Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Now, you had your foot in mouth?
Oh, dude.
What'd you do? Doesn't surprise me, too, by the way.
If you, as I tell it to you, it's going to be like, oh, that could happen to anybody, but it was embarrassing. And it was just by chance. So I was down in Hilton Head with the family, and I'm not going to say the name of the restaurant, but Roy, we went out, by the way.
You went dine-in
out to eat? For the first time ever since March, we went out and had a meal.
That's great. That's what I wanted to hear. Exactly what I...
That's why I've been wearing my mask all morning.
I've banned you from doing that here in Charlotte, and you've done it. So you would go across state lines. It's all willy-nilly.
South Carolina's like, what's going on in the world? Yeah. No, I sat outside at this restaurant, a seafood place. It was so good. And they only had four tables outside, and the tables were far apart from each other.
Sure.
And there was like this little play area for the kids. It was so perfect. But we got there at like 4. Because Amanda and I wanted to get there before, you know.
Sure, it was just too crowded, yeah.
So later on that evening, I tell the person we run into, we're just chatting. We got ice cream and we're sitting outside by the food truck eating our ice cream. And this guy had a shirt on that said the name of the restaurant and the seafood place. And I said, is that place good? And the guy said, yeah, very good. I go, interesting. Because I asked my cousin, because she's lived here on the island, like vacations here, like 3 times a year. Mm-hmm. And she was like, I gave her a list. And she's like, oh, that place is the last one on the list. Like, I would never go there.
You know, and he's like, really? I was like, yeah, like said that the service was terrible and the food wasn't very good.
Oh, boy.
And he's like, oh, yeah, no, no, there's no issues. But that's so good to know because I'm the owner.
So you told the owner that his restaurant sucks.
With my big mouth. I just can't shut up.
Well, maybe that's good that he needs to know.
Well, then Amanda and I looked at the Yelp reviews, and it was all positive. So my cousin's got an axe to grind with the place, and I was spewing that hatred towards it.
Well, but that's what you don't want as an owner.
Oh, I felt so bad. You have no idea. I turned beet red. I was like, oh, my God, I'm sorry.
Did you try to walk out, or did you just apologize?
I said I had no idea. I said, my cousin's a snob who doesn't probably know good seafood. She's from New York anyway.
That's what I wanted to hear, because I knew you would try to smooth it over
somehow. Yeah, I get defensive, too.
You do?
Well, I get defensive when I feel like I've screwed up.
Yeah.
Like, I accidentally ran the shopping cart into my wife's back leg, remember, years ago at Costco, and I yelled at her for cutting in front of me. And she's like, you have no empathy.
Yeah, why are you going so slow?
Because that's how it was in my family. If my dad accidentally ran over my bike, I was an idiot for leaving my bike in the middle of the driveway. Not like, hey, I'm so sorry, I didn't mean to do that, we'll get you a new bike, it was an accident.
That's called not allowing yourself to feel emotions.
Yeah, I know.
And you put up all these walls.
No, I was brought up around that, believe me, I've done therapy on empathy. Yeah. Anyway, I said I got out of it by saying, we have one more night here, we'll go check it out.
Okay.
And the guy's like, great, yeah. I mean, I think you're really going to like it. We didn't go.
Oh.
We didn't check it out. We only, one night of seafood was plenty.
Sure.
Plus, we wanted to stay in the last night and kind of be low-key, but I go, oh, is that place good? He's like, yeah. I go, I didn't hear great things about it. Shut up, Manny.
Why would you say that to somebody who had that on his clothing anyway?
I was just chit-chatting while we were eating our ice cream, you know?
You're a horrible chit-chatter.
I thought it was a local person.
Well, he was.
I know, but I thought it was a local person who, like, would be like, no, that's a good place. Oh, dude, it was crazy.
It sounds like you.
I know. Total foot and mouth moment. Would anyone else care to share a foot and mouth moment with me, please? Just so I don't stand out as the sore thumb here on a Monday morning.
Make Manny feel better. How did you put your foot in your mouth? 704-570-9595.
Yeah, I got to find out how you got out of it, too. That's the other interesting thing.
How you walk it back.
I told the guy I was going to go and eat there. I think as of right now, he thinks I did. But we'll take your phone calls at 704-570-9595. You can text that line, too.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
My buddy Manny had a foot and mouth moment when he was vacationing.
I'm glad I'm not alone. We're getting a lot of messages. Our phone lines are open, too. We'd love to talk to you guys. We have follow-up questions that sometimes you can't get the answers to on text messages. So always call us first.
So what did you do to get your foot in the mouth? Manny talked about how much he heard that this restaurant sucked to the owner of the restaurant.
Yeah, I asked my cousin, who goes to Hilton Head at least 3 weeks out of the year, which was the best seafood place. And I gave her a list, and she said, definitely don't go to the last one. The food's not great, and the service is bad. The guy was wearing that shirt. We were in, like, a public area eating ice cream. He had the shirt on, and I said, oh, is that place good? I heard it wasn't. And he goes, no, it's okay. And then I went on to tell him what I didn't like about it.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, oh, that's interesting. I'm the owner. So that's good. He did say that was good to know, and I'm like, oh, my God, dude. I go, what does my cousin know? You know, I started backing down. Like, my cousin, she's a Yankee. She doesn't know good seafood. She wouldn't know a good piece of shrimp if it fell on her. And then I was like, oh, and I'll go check it out. He's like, please do. We never did. But John and Charlotte had the same situation. What's up, bud?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Go ahead. Where did you do? What restaurant did you defame in front of the owner?
Well, I was working at a retail place, and this guy came in. I was helping him out. He started asking me questions about eating and some of the places, and I said, oh, I said, yeah. He says, have you ever tried Shomar's? And I said, oh, man, I said, it's horrible. I said, what do you mean? I said, well, I said, I've been there a couple of times. I said, and every time I go there, the food's just awful. So he asked me specifically what I tried, and I told him the fish, a couple other things, and I said it was just awful. And he kind of probed and wanted to know. And I said, but it's fine. I said I just won't go there anymore. And he says, well,
kind of what you said. He says, it's good to know. It's good to hear that. He says, I'm the owner of Shomar's. I was like,
I know. Well, all right. So I told the guy that my cousin doesn't know what she's talking about and that I would go. That was my backpedal. What was yours?
I didn't really have one because I had actually eaten the food, you know, so I was just like,
It was just an off day or something.
I said, I don't know. I can't help this, you know.
Yeah, we got a text message from 704 who was like, Manny, to put it in perspective, think about this. If you were wearing an MRL shirt and somebody came up to you and said they sucked, and you were like, yeah.
It would hurt.
It would, but then I'd specifically be like, all right, tell me which one on the show really annoys you. You know, Nicole, Roy,
not
Lorraine.
You.
No, I leave me out. All right, thanks, John.
No, that would hurt if someone was talking about how bad, but I would want to fix it, though. I'd want to make it right. You know, I love making things right.
I know, because we're always making it wrong. We are perfectionists at making it right. 980 texted in and said I was talking bad about my father-in-law, and my wife was staring at me with her eyes wide open, and I said, he's right behind me, isn't he? She said, yes. Oh. Someone came into my bank, 704 said, and was unsure of their account number. I pulled it up and said, no, I don't think you're a Jessica. Spoiler, it was a Jessica.
Oh, no.
Let's see. Someone says, to preface this, I am a CSI. Last weekend, we had a family get together with my husband's family because his cousin passed away. My husband's aunt asked how my job was going, and without thinking, my immediate response was, well, people are still dying, so I turned beet red, and my mother-in-law looked up at me and put the shush towards my mouth. There was no saving that. It got super awkward, and then I changed the conversation.
Okay. I'm sure I do it all the time. I'm trying to remember any of recent. And I can't think of anything, but I always put my foot in the mouth.
I love foot in mouth, and I also love when we think a meeting is going to go really well, and it goes the opposite of really well. Like, we're like, this is a no-brainer. This meeting that we're going to have with our bosses is going to be how they can help us, and we just get ripped apart how it was a dumb idea. We should have never brought it up. What's wrong with us?
This seems to be happening more often than not lately. And it could be with anything, on how we'll walk in with one mindset, and it ends up being something completely different.
I got one more. 803 texted in, and this is a bad one. You can't do this. I was working at a lady's house and told her congratulations for having a baby. She wasn't pregnant.
Oh, no. You should know better.
That's 2 feet in mouth when you do that.
This is Manny, Roy, and Lorraine. Kiss 95.1.
It was 9:40 last night that we got a message from Lorraine that said, here we go. And we don't have a new update. We can only imagine that the baby came and that they're resting. And once we get an update from her or Dallas or a family member, we'll pass it along to you guys. Even if that means you have to follow us at the MRL show on our Insta, because if we're off the air and still no update, we'll get that for you, okay? It was nice, Roy, to get out of town for a couple days and just spend time with the family. I think it's important mentally. Like, I know that you canceled your vacation, but we gotta take you especially have to go, even though, you know, you're being careful with the COVID-19 and what you do where you are, like around crowds. But you gotta find a moment, whether even if it's just go up to the mountains and just do a hike or something during the day to breathe.
I'm still trying to figure that out.
Yeah,
you know, I want to be, I guess, when I can feel comfortable enough to eat out, as I guess is then when I'll go vacation.
Yeah. Yeah, it was nice to go to a restaurant in South Carolina. I sat outside. There was only 4 tables, but we were one of the 4. I hardly sat, though, because I was chasing my soon-to-be 2-year-old around and Dean around, you know. But it was nice to get the menu handed to you, have somebody serve you a beer, and not have to jump in the car and take it to go. It was just nice. Gave them a nice tip, you know. So, but I kept an eye on everything that was going on here in Charlotte and, of course, around the country with the protests, as, you know, the Black Lives Matter protest continues. And we said it before I left on Wednesday, you know, this just feels different this time. Feels like, you know, people are listening. Obviously, locally, the news was the CPI CEO sent out a less than gracious email to someone about the whole movement.
Oh, it's bad.
And now people are canceling their CPI
I guess what, advertising contracts or I don't know what those are.
People are also people that have CPI systems are canceling, but they're finding that there is a out clause, so you have to pay early termination fee.
Oh wow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And some of those can be rather hefty, but I know the Panthers, the Hornets, and the Charlotte Knights locally cut ties with CPI.
For the most part this weekend, everything was peaceful. There was an incident, I think last night it was, where everything was peaceful. The protests were peaceful. And then a couple distractors came up and started shoving a police officer. It was pretty cool because the peaceful protesters then try to get in between those people that were causing problems and the officer to protect him until more officers could arrive.
Good.
So the people that were peacefully protesting were like, "Who? Stop!
Yeah.
You guys are ruining what we're trying to accomplish."
It's well because that's what the senator said. We talked to Senator Jackson last week, and he said that a lot of times, as soon as 9 o'clock runs around, and families and people that have things to do and can't be out protesting all night after protesting all day, as soon as they go in, some of the agitators show up.
Yep.
And it's listen. My dad used to say, "Nothing good happens after midnight." Come home. I'd be like, "Dad, can I stay out to 12:30? No, be home by 11:30.
But they seemed to de-escalate the situation, and everything was back normal again. I was talking about this last week. I was like, I do understand. Like, it's bad that these people are doing the bad things, right? I do totally get the breaking point. You know what I mean? I do get the frustration and anger that after.
Oh, of course,
get that.
Yeah.
But that's just not the right way to. Show it.
It's no different than being in an argument with your boss or a superior. You get pushed and pushed and pushed, and finally you snap.
Yeah.
Maybe you say something. Like, I've quit from here 10 times. Like, you know what? I'd rather just quit. I quit. And then we talk about it. I tell my boss, I go, "I'm sorry for being a drama queen."
Yeah.
I'm sorry about that.
We quit all the time.
Yeah. Well. But anyway, it's good to know that that things are still moving along here. And we'll keep you guys updated if anything happens. On that front, but we do want to tell you about something really cool that we're doing. It's the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show's Frontline Hero Sign.
You can nominate yourself or someone you know that's a frontline hero. We're talking about medics and firefighters and doctors and people at the grocery stores and people that are like the cable guy, plumbers, electricians, anyone that's dealing with people on a day-to-day basis. You are a frontline hero, and you can nominate yourself or someone for a sign. Just go to kiss951.com, brought to you by our great friends at Window Nation.
We're going to read some of those awesome nominees coming up here in just a little bit, and so much more to do, including the outdated summer fashions that need to be thrown out pronto. It's all coming up at 8:35.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren at Kiss 95.1.
It has been announced.
Nicole, come in here. This is a big moment. The show needs to be together. We've been waiting all morning. Come in here, bruh.
Oh, she doesn't want to come in here. She just wants you to pot her up.
I'm right here.
Does Roy have you afraid to come in?
No, okay. But I'm social distancing.
Okay.
Because I want to see the baby.
We've been waiting. At 9:40 last night was the last text exchange between Loren and us. Mommy-to-be was in the hospital. She checked in at 9:30 Saturday. And at 9:40 last night, the last text we got was, "Here we go."
And we were waiting patiently. And we got the news that Loren did have the baby. It did happen.
Yes.
And he's perfect.
He is perfect. He is 21 inches long, 9 pounds, 3 ounces, 10-13 last night. It all happened.
Wow. So it happened pretty quick after she sent that text at 9:40 saying, "Here we go."
Here we go. Yeah. And then it went. Then he came.
Wow.
That's so exciting.
Okay. Now, do we have the pictures up somewhere where people can go look at this baby?
Yes. If you go to our Instagram, at the MRL show, that's where you can look at Loren's new baby boy. We don't know his name yet.
Well, that's because she doesn't know his name yet.
They were and then I found out later into the week that, because we thought it was like down to two names, and then Loren told me it's a real possibility it could be like 10 other names. I'm like, what?
Really?
It was like a whole other list. It's like, okay, good luck.
Do you know what names do you know?
I'm not saying that.
How many names do you know?
Oh, I know of for sure two.
Okay.
And I know of one that she liked, and I knew one that other people liked. And I just told her, go with what you like. Screw everyone else. You're the one going through labor. You're the one pushing the baby out.
Do you know any of the names, Nicole?
I know the two that Roy is talking about.
I only know the one that Roy is talking about, and I didn't really think that was one of them, but I guess it was.
Yeah, you got in trouble.
I did get in trouble.
Yep, there's two, and then on Friday she said there's seven more on the list. We were like, whoa, what?
Oh my gosh.
I guess that she had started doing some looking up, Googling, and got some other influence.
704 texting in and said, yay, Lorraine, congrats, we love you. A big baby, she's a trooper. Roy, you're jealous of the baby's weight.
I know, I've been working to get down to that size.
9 pounds is a big baby to push out, holy cow.
And they delivered her a week before than what they thought. Could you imagine if that baby got to cook for another week? 10, 11 pounds. You know how much weight I can gain in a week? I can only imagine what the kid could do.
Oh, my gosh. Well, we're so happy to announce that baby Loren is here. We don't have the name yet. We, of course, will pass that name on, but you can go check out pictures at the MRL show of the healthy baby boy born at what time last night, Roy?
At 10:13.
10:13.
So what do? They just don't print the birth certificate? They just kind of hang out?
You have a couple days because Amanda and I had to wait on a middle name.
Okay.
For baby Ruby.
But I'm confused. Does that mean that she was only in labor for 1 hour? Because she texted us at 9:40.
Well, technically she was in labor the whole time. Like when you're dilating and you have to get to 10, that's labor.
But I also Googled what does 10 centimeters look like.
Oh, yeah.
Big mistake.
It's something. So really what it comes down to is she only pushed, it sounds like.
But that's good. That's minutes. Good, right?
Yeah, because my wife pushed from 10 p.m. to about 1:20 a.m. That's a long time and it's exhausting.
Yeah.
But it's so cool, right? Because I watch the baby, mm-hmm. and the nurse goes, okay, here we go. Let's do another push. And you just see a little tiny top of the head. And then it goes back in.
Oh.
It goes back in.
Why does it go back in?
Well, she.
Oh, why does she go back in?
It was a busy world. She didn't want to come out scared. Right away. Yeah.
She started poking out, like, it's cold.
Yeah. This is terrible. That's my dad? I'm going back in. The hell with this.
It's way more comfortable in here.
All right. Anyway, great news. We're super happy to grow the MRL show by one more person. Baby Loren is here, and we'll pass on the name as soon as
baby
we
Loren.
Get it.
It's Baby Strager.
Baby Strager.
It's not, because she's not. But she's not Strager on the radio. She's Marola.
I know, but that's have you been around for the last 9 months? That's what she's been calling
it. I know, but I'm not, because it's just confusing.
Baby Strager.
People don't know who Strager is. They know Lorraine Marola.
It's because she refuses to take her husband's last name. She will not let a man tell her that. Uh-uh.
It's hard to believe that people follow this show when the people on the show can't follow it.
Nope.
I don't know what to say, what to do.
I never know what's going on. I just did it for the ride.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Lorraine. Kiss 95.1.
Happy to announce that Loren's baby boy was born at 10:14 last night, 9 pounds. A 9-pound baby Loren is here. Baby still has no name, and I want to talk more about that after 9, Roy, but let's real quick jump on this because you're missing your opportunity to put in to have a Frontline Hero Lives Here sign delivered to your home or someone's home that you know who's a Frontline Hero.
It's brought to you by Window Nation. We wanted to honor those who are working the front lines. You know, maybe you're a police officer, firefighter, medic, hospital staff worker, a nurse. Maybe you're working in a any position that deals with the public. I'm talking even grocery stores, fast food, waiters, servers.
Well, look at this. Stephanie is a clinical director at a nonprofit at a clinic that is serving all undocumented low-income families of Charlotte and surrounding areas with health care and pantry needs, comes face-to-face with COVID patients, and does their follow-ups with them after they have been diagnosed with COVID-19. That's a frontline hero.
It's a frontline hero. You can nominate yourself or someone you know at kiss951.com, and we'll make sure that you get one of these signs. Now, we do have a limited amount, so you got to get in and sign up before they're gone. It's kiss951.com.
Sorry, I'm just going through and looking at some of these. Yeah. I like people that nominate themselves.
Yeah, I think you should. I actually prefer you to do yourself because then we know that we're allowed to go on your property.
Here's Charlotte and Brandon. We're both frontline workers. I work in the medical field as a CNA, and my husband is a commercial roofer.
That's frontline. I saw that the Three Amigos with Medic are nominated. They've been all over the news because it's three paramedics that live together.
That's
funny.
Share
an apartment. And then on top of that, they're trying to deal with COVID.
Yes, we have to bring the Three Amigos to sign. We definitely will.
Get your Frontline Hero Lives Here sign with the MRL show and our friends at Window Nation. There's not many left. We're only going to take a certain number till supplies last. So I will say we have less than 50 left, 50 okay. spots. So go sign up right now, kiss951.com. When we come back after 9, let's talk about baby names.
Okay.
I wonder how many people named a baby one thing and then changed it.
Well, like a month later?
Maybe.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Somebody said you have to be over 18 to nominate someone for a Frontline Hero Lives Here sign. I'm guessing in our rules it probably says you must be 18 or older. That's typically what the radio rule is.
Because we're not allowed to give things to kids.
But like what?
What if a kid wants to nominate the parent? I mean,
what about if the kid has a little lemonade stand?
Right.
You know, out in front of the hospital or something to raise money for COVID patients.
Or Frontline Heroes.
Okay. Yes, you have to be 18 or older. And go sign up now, you guys, because these signs will go quick. Head to kiss951.com to sign up and fill out all the information. Nominate yourself or someone you know, and we'll be delivering the signs all summer long. Baby Strager, as we've been calling him. That's Loren's personal last name.
Yeah, that's her. That is her last name. It's not what she uses on the radio. You find that to be a big hang-up. I think people know that her maiden name is Marula and her husband's name is Strager.
Right. So the baby came last night at 10:14 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And the baby still has no name. When I left, there was a toss-up between two names, and she said possibly a third name could jump into the fold.
That jumped up to like seven.
Seven names altogether.
I think so.
That's a lot of names.
That is a lot of
names. How do you not zero that down before? I mean, I get like a lot of times you'll see a baby and you'll say, this is the baby's name. Like I had three name options. The baby came out and bam, you know, it's baby Ben.
Well, I think there's a lot of pressure and a lot of influence going on with her too, with the people wanting different names. So
Dallas, her mom, her.
Mm-hmm.
And then is it important for her to keep it unique?
Yeah, I think that's a big factor in too. You know, you have Cashton. You can't have a kid named Cashton and the next kid named be like Brad. I mean, we all love the name Brad, but it's Brad. Right? You got to have.
You can't have a Cashton and a Roy.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. My name's not that. My name's not that basic.
Here's what we want to know from you guys. 704-570-9595. Did you have a name and then you changed the baby's name? How long after the baby was born did you change the name? 704-570-9595. It was brought to our attention by producer Nicole that we spoke about just this thing with Cameron, our midday bay, a couple months ago. Cameron was born with a different name. Listen to this.
So my parents didn't have a name picked out for me when I was born. They had a bunch of options, but they couldn't figure out one. So there's actually home video of them in the hospital after I'm born, like crossing off names on a piece of paper. And it's not just like four, like it's a big piece of paper.
Wow.
So they didn't have like a top five. So you want me to tell the whole story?
Yeah, sure.
What were you named originally?
I was named Cullen. That was the name I was going to go by. C-U-L-L-E-N.
That's cool.
Like Edward Cullen.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
From Twilight, so thank God that didn't happen, because that would have been a miserable time for me and, you know, like high school years, middle school years. So my mom, I'm named Cullen. My mom's telling all her friends, oh, this is my daughter Cullen. You know, there wasn't internet back then for her to post, so she didn't see immediately that was a horrible decision. She had to find that out through months of just telling people, hi, this is my daughter Cullen, and they would think it was pronounced Colin. About like a month or two into my life, my mom starts regretting the name choice and decides to change it to Cameron. So Cameron's all I've ever really known, but yeah, not my name at all.
So is that your legal name now? Like, did your mom have to go through like all the proper channels to actually change your name? Or on your birth certificate, it's Cullen, and we just all call you Cameron.
It's Cullen, because my mom never went through the process of changing it legally.
So wait, when you, like, does your, and I don't want to give away too much because people will steal credit card information, but, like, is your legal documents Cullen?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
that's
wow.
So funny.
Luckily, I did. I'm in radio now, so everyone's names are different than what they actually are, so people just think it's a radio name. But no, my mom's just crazy.
How many months after she named you Cullen did she change it?
It was probably like 2 months, month or two.
Okay. And where did you grow up?
I was born in Charlotte. And actually I was still in Charlotte when she changed it. Yeah.
Cause I'm trying to think, Roy, cause you know, I'm a Yankee from New Jersey. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think how you Southerners would say Colin so that it sounds like Colin. Look at that Colin over there. Beautiful.
That's
baby
probably all right. Hey, come on, Colin. Let's go on over to Wally World. Come on, girl.
Is Colin clean? Has Colin been clean today?
Y'all go ahead and wash Colin.
We're 4 years old.
No, it's okay. Yeah. It's okay. That's why I'm glad I didn't stick with the name Colin.
Oh, that's a conversation we had with our Midday Bay Cameron a couple months ago. All right, 704-570-9595. How long did you have a baby with one name and then you changed it?
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1. We are the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. Wanting to hear from you, 704-570-9595. Did your name ever get changed? Like, was your parents not sold on the name they gave you?
Yeah, the reason why we're bringing this up, Bob, is because Loren's torn between seven names, and Roy and I are like, well, why don't you just start going down the list and see what sticks, you know?
Yeah, well, we were a little different. We had the name picked out long in advance. It was going to be a family name first and then a middle name, and he was going to go by his middle name. Mm-hmm. So he was born Warren Tyler, and everything was all hunky-dory until day six. We had to rush him to the emergency room. He had massive reflux, and he had to stay over the night. So in the middle of the night, the nurses are coming in to check his vitals, and they keep asking for Warren, 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 and then they leave. And we're like, oh, that was us. We figured if mom and dad can't figure out which name to go by at day six, so we changed it to Tyler Warren, and he's been that ever since.
I couldn't figure it out.
You didn't know the name of your own child. Yeah. You know, that's true, though. Sometimes you look at a baby and you have a name planned. Like, I'm naming my first child, you know, my first boy, Mason.
Uh-huh.
You know, and then you look and you're like, this isn't baby Mason at all. This is such baby Ben.
Sure.
Or whatever, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah. We figured if he was going to have to go through the rest of his life correcting people that, yeah, my name is Warren, but I go by Tyler, we weren't going to saddle him with that. So
right.
He changed it, and the rest, as they say, is history.
There you go. Thanks, Bob. Thanks for listening. Have a great Monday, okay?
See you, buddy.
All right.
You know, with Callie, my dog, I know it's not a child, but, you know, there's like another backup name that we could have easily went with. And still today, we like it, and we're like, yeah, she kind of looks like it.
Yeah.
It was, either Callie or Bailey, both of which are good dog names.
Yeah. Yeah, same with my foster. My foster's 5 years old, and she wasn't microchipped and didn't have a tag on her when the shelter got her.
Mm-hmm.
So when the Carolina Boxer Rescue got her, she's a dog with no name.
Yeah.
So they said, Manny, pick between Charlotte or Karma. Well, Charlotte, of course. It's the city we live in.
Yeah.
Roy, I call her Charlotte. She's like, he's not talking to me.
Of course. So,
she's like, I'm 5 years old. I have an entirely different name.
Her real name's Abigail, but you don't know.
I don't know.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Did you know that Harry Styles wears what's called Grandma Chic style, Roy?
No.
Granny Chic, it's called.
I did not know that.
Yeah, it's like old granny type blouses and pants, like stuff that your grandma would wear in the 70s and 80s.
Okay.
90s and 2000s.
I haven't noticed. I actually thought he had cool style.
It's called granny style, he said in an interview.
Okay, so these are the outdated summer fashion trends that's got to go.
All right, and for the most part, this is the ladies' fashions. Is that right, Roy?
It appears so. Or I'm really out of date. So this says you should let go of gladiator sandals and swap them for two strap sandals. So I don't know. I'm trying to Google.
I've heard of the term gladiator sandals. Nicole, do you know what a gladiator sandal is?
Are they like the Birkenstock Jesus shoes?
I no, think that's they're the ones that go up the, like Loren totally has gladiator.
I was about to say, they look like they are swirled around your foot and then around your leg. It looks like what a blogger would wear.
Yeah, like
it's
fancy.
Like if there was a blogger starter kit, these would be in it.
Yes, I do know what you're talking about now.
You know
what?
Yeah, that's a perfect description, isn't it? What they say is coming back in style is the Jesus flip-flops, the two-strap Birkenstock-looking thing.
Nice. I call those Lord boards. That's a fancy
Lord
name.
Boards.
Yeah. The Lord boards. All right, what else is out? This is important, Roy, as we head into summer. A lot of the ladies are going to start packing for their trips, and they got to know what's out.
Okay, they say prairie tops are gone.
Oh, no, not prairie tops.
What are those?
Well, I'm Googling it.
That's why I gave this article to Roy.
And it looks like... How do I describe this? It looks like you have the exposed shoulders, but you have a sleeve and you have a thing for the torso.
Okay.
What? A crop top?
It's kind of like a crop top. And they look like they're kind of see-through-y.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's almost like a, you remember, what's that show?
You don't really need to break it down any further.
I love how the three of us are talking about women's fashion and neither of us know anything about women's fashion.
But imagine what a woman would be wearing like in the 1920s. Yeah. Imagine that, but sexy.
Okay.
Is what a prairie top is.
I know. We can't help it that the woman on the show is in the hospital with their healthy baby boy right now.
Well, they say you should replace your prairie tops with baby tanks.
Oh, good.
What?
Baby tank. I don't know. I like the sound of it, though. It means my wife will be showing less. We're showing more.
All right. So you should let go of tiny sunglasses and swap them for shield shades.
The bigger ones?
I'm assuming that's what... shield shades is like... you saw those back in the 2000s.
Okay.
Like the 2005, 6 range. Will.i.am used to wear shield shades.
Whose list is this? Where do we find this article?
Who, what, where?
That sounds legit.
All right, you should let go of short shorts and swap them for longer cuts. I don't know. You know, I love seeing a guy in a nice pair of short shorts if he has really nice legs.
Look, I'm wearing short shorts today, buddy.
Yeah, but I don't know if you have the thighs or legs to accompany
me. I do.
Let me see your...
Look, I'm standing up for Roy on the chair.
Those are medium length.
Those are medium length. That's
they're
not
long, but they're
about.
Muscular.
They're not like thigh highs.
Yeah, they're not thigh highs, but I do appreciate the amount that you're showing.
Oh, I know. My legs are nice.
It's like you're a little conservative.
I like them above the knee. Yeah, they look great.
Okay, thank you. By the way, I know that tie-dye is back strong.
That's not on this.
Bleaching is in.
Oh, bleaching is in. I used to love bleaching my jeans.
Yeah. Is throwing paint on a shirt or a pair of pants in?
No, that sounds weird.
Yeah, no.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Kiss 95.1, it's the Maney, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. No Loren. Loren had her baby. That was the big news this morning. We got it about 8:30. Baby Schreger, her son, was born 9 pounds. Big baby boy, and he was born at 10:13 last night. So we'll get more information. No name yet. She's torn between a couple names, as we thought she would be, but we'll get details on the name coming up, hopefully here by the time we head back on the air tomorrow morning at 6. We also want to bring something to your attention. We're doing this thing called the School's Out Shout Out Hotline. It's so simple. We want you, a teacher, you, a student, you, a parent, a coach, anyone who is involved in the schools, to call this hotline and leave a shout out, because no one got to really say goodbye to each other. School just ended in mid-March, and unless you got to see somebody and say goodbye, you didn't have something like this where you could play the School's Out Shout Out Hotline and get your shout out heard on Kiss 95.1. The Maney, Roy, and Loren Show will do it at 6:57, 58, 50, 9:50 every morning. We'll play different shout outs. And all you have to do is call this number, 704-899-4071. That number again is 704-899-4071. 4071. We'll put that up on our socials, too, so that you can have it there at the MRL show today. But call and leave a shout-out. We got a couple. This is like a demo of what you're going to hear when the School's Out shout-out hotline comes into effect.
Hi, this is County Commissioner Susan Harden, and I want to shout out to my daughter, Katie Harden, and all of the kids at Myers Park High School. School's out! Yeah!
My name is Melanie Blanton from Lawndale. I'm making a shout out to my son, Daniel Blanton, who's graduating from Burns High School this year. And I also want to shout out the rest of the Burns High School graduates. Go Bulldogs!
We want to give a shout out to Miss Kelly from Jacob Ross. Thanks for being a great sixth grade teacher at Starrtown Elementary School. Woo!
Remember those bells, producer Nicole? Back in the day, man, you had to go to class or school was out. Now they got this buzzer that's really annoying. It just goes, and you go on to your next class. The School's Out shout out hotline. What a cool way for teachers, parents, administrators, whoever you want to send a shout out to, do it. Use Kiss 95.1's airwaves, 704-899-4071. That is the School's Out shout out hotline number. And again, we'll post it up at the MRL show on our Insta so you can get the number. If you didn't catch me, just say it, okay? But get them in now. We're going to start playing them probably starting Wednesday morning, okay? 650, 750, 850, 950. The Maney, Roy, and Loren show. So Charlotte, so listen to us.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.